the insatiable maw of industrial civilization, run not by human hands but by fossil fuels, completed the process of destruction, fostering unending demands for raw materials of all kinds. The mass population movements of the 19th and 20th centuries had catastrophic effects on the last remaining societies with direct ancestry in the prehistoric world. Today, there are no parts of the world where human societies are untouched by industrial civilization. Even if there are some groups still, deep in the Amazon rainforest and in New Guinea, who have not had sustained contact with the wider world. In a real sense, human prehistory ended in the 20th century AD. This course has told the story of 2.5 million years of human prehistory, from our origins among the primates in tropical Africa before the Ice Age to the European Age of Discovery. A vast stream of time, a huge palimpsest and panoply of human experience. It's hard to grip the complexity of this story. So, for convenience, we can think of it in four broad chapters, which, however, often overlap. And these, as I said, are the chapters into which I've divided this course. The first chapter is the longest, covering over 2.2 million years. It's the prehistory of the archaic world, of the first humans, of humans different from ourselves. It began with human origins over 2.5 million years ago, and with the appearance of the first tool-making hominids in sub-Saharan Africa. And as Charles Darwin forecast back in the 19th century, Africa is the cradle of mankind. It continued with the evolution of Homo erectus, with the dispersal of archaic humans out of Africa into Asia, and with the development of fire, when we don't quite know, but perhaps as early as 2 million years ago. Over the next 1.5 million years, humanity evolved slowly in many parts of the old world. These developments culminated in the appearance of archaic Homo sapiens in Asia and of the Neanderthals in Europe about 100 to 150,000 years ago. Then we come to the second chapter, ourselves. The appearance of anatomically modern humans in sub-Saharan Africa, between 200,000 and 150,000 years ago. The nature of this appearance and how it happened remains one of the great controversies in human prehistory. After discussing the various controversies, I concluded that an African origin was most likely. And from there, we traced the spread of Homo sapiens sapiens across the Sahara Desert and into southwestern Asia. And we raised one of the question of questions, which is the moment, the exact moment, when humanity acquired the full cognitive abilities and potential that we have today. Perhaps it was around 45,000 to 50,000 years ago, because it was then that modern humans spread into Europe, the Cro-Magnons, and then rapidly, during the late Ice Age, we spread to all parts of the old world except the offshore Pacific Islands. And we'd done this by the end of the Ice Age, some 15,000 years ago. And then, at some still unknown date, and this again is a major controversy in our knowledge of prehistory, small numbers of modern humans spread into the Americas as well. This is a much shorter chapter than the first chapter. It's marked by a tremendous elaboration of human society. Also by the appearance of first art. It began with the appearance of the first humans about 200,000 years ago. The art appears about 30,000 years, maybe a little before, and the chapter ends at the end of the Ice Age, about 15,000 years ago. And then, about 12,000 years before present, chapter 3 begins. Now this was a defining chapter in human history. The moment when hunter-gatherers in Southwest Asia, and perhaps elsewhere, turned from foraging and hunting to cereal cultivation and animal herding.